السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to all the listeners. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected and honorable listeners, last week we spoke on and we touched on aspects of how we should spend our holidays and the challenges that the youth face with regard to the holidays. We tend to make the holidays such that we even forget and we become oblivious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at all times. So today, inshallah, we'll continue. And before we continue, we'll just start off on one sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we all should try and bring in our life. If each and every sunnah, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about taqwa, and that's the essence. Because taqwa has to do with the heart, and the essence of the program is the heart of a believer. And if we, a heart which is absent of taqwa can never be termed as a sound heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings to people who have a sound heart. That on the day of Qiyamah, illa man atallaha biqalbin salim, a heart which is full of salamat. Now what is that? Salim. Salim. It means that such a person who has a qalbi salim, a heart which is full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person's words and actions are always in conformity. Nowadays, unfortunately, we get so many people who claim to have love for Allah, love for the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you have to look at them, then they are the ones that also say when they are walking in the malls that this Muslim doesn't know how to greet, that Muslim doesn't know how to greet. But when you look at that brother Muhammad, Yusuf, whoever it may be, then there's no sign of Islam on that particular person. And why? Because of lack of taqwa. When we are lacking in this quality of taqwa, then we won't even be recognized as a Muslim. It is said that even the people in Johannesburg, these mortuaries, in the past, they could differentiate a Muslim corpse from a non-Muslim corpse. But in today's day and age, they're saying that they can't tell the difference. They can't tell the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. So, respected listeners, it is up to us as parents, for our children, the correct upbringing. The holidays came. What advices did we share with our children? How much of Allah consciousness did we ourselves bring in our life in these holidays when we are relaxed, when we are calm? We think we'll get calm. We're not saying we mustn't go. Go, we need to get fresh air. Nabi alayhi salam said, safiru tasihu, travel and you gain health. You gain physical health by traveling and going on holidays. But the spiritual health is what we need to gain also in these holidays by us being by us being steadfast on the Mubarak Sunnah of our noble beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's touch on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one salient quality, and that quality which is a reflection of taqwa is humility. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he was in Makkatul Mukarramah, then a lady, an old elderly lady sitting on the outskirts of Makkah Sharif, and she has all her luggage with her. Nabi alayhi salam goes up to her. Oh my mother, can I be of assistance to you? On route, carrying her bags, carrying her stuff, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told by this particular lady that in Makkah, there's a man, his name is Muhammad, his father's name is Abdullah, his mother's name is Amina. Oh my son, if you come across that man, he's taking away people far away from the religion of our forefathers. So if you ever see him, then fight him till you die or he dies. And he's like this and he is like that. Put it in today's scenario. If any one of us have to give somebody a lift, and that person doesn't know who we are, but now he says, you know, in that particular area, there's such and such person. Hey, that man is like this, and that auntie is like that, and she's like this, and he's like that, and he's like that. What would we do in the middle of in the bunduz? We will stop the car and we'll tell him, you know who is that person you're talking about? It's me. Now get out of my car and go find your own way. But what Nabi alayhi salam did to this particular lady? No. Nabi alayhi salam heard everything. Left the luggage at her door. And Nabi alayhi salam then said, oh my mother, can I be of any more assistance to you? He said, yes, tell me one thing. Who are those noble parents who gave birth to such a gem like you? Mm-hmm. Then he says, all the time you spoke of Muhammad bin Abdullah. Mother's name is Amina. I am Muhammad bin Abdullah. And that is when she said, if you are that very same being who people are talking evil of, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. Our actions is a reflection of people coming into the fold of Islam also. And if we have taqwa and we have humility within ourselves, it will take us very, very, very far in life. So respected and honorable listeners, humility, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, man tawaba'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah, that he who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will elevate his status. So wherever we are, wherever we go, with our friends, we are not the Jones. We are nobody. Because we are made out of dust and we are going to return to dust. That clothes don't make us. It's that soul that is within our body that makes us. That heart that is within our body that makes us different from other people. So, respected and honorable listeners, mothers, sisters, adorn the noble qualities of our beloved. The woman, the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, make ourselves like them. Do not debate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That parda is not found in the Quran, and this is not found in the Quran, whereas it is found in the Quran. Do not fall prey to all these evils that are around us. Respected mothers, adorn and cover your people's selves according to how the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, how Allah wants us to be. This deen is so beautiful. His Nabi is so beautiful. The way of his Nabis and the wives of his Nabi, how beautiful can that not be? So don't fall prey to the evils and the temptations of this world. And do not be proud over the achievements that we get in this world. For indeed, we are only here for a few days. He who works for his akhirat and gains his akhirat, that person is successful. But he who toils and works only for dunya, because I want this house, I want this car, I want this jewelry, I want this ring. Until we don't get the diamond ring, then our husbands go through suffering. You know, we don't want all of that. We don't do these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well whatever is our need. Turn to Allah. He is the creator of diamonds. He is the creator of gold. He is the creator of platinum. He is the creator of all the minerals that are within the world. Allah will bless us with whatever it is. Allah will give us barakat. But don't give up the salient quality of taqwa. Allah bless me. Bless you. Bless us all with the ability and tawfiq of living a righteous life. Now, let me tell you the place where we can gain the taqwa. The place of gaining the taqwa. Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, no, not Hazrat Muaz, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, mentions that لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدِنٌ وَمَعْنِدُ التَّقْوَى وَمَعْدِنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. That every facet of life has an origin, and the origin of taqwa is the hearts of the awliya Allah. To attach ourselves to the true friends of Allah. Indeed, through them, we will be able to identify our evils. We will be able to identify our how much of pride we have, and we'll be able to remedy all these evils so that you and I, we may all become better people in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may be regarded as an asset to the Muslim Ummah, not as a liability. Look at how much of difficulty and turmoil is happening throughout the Muslim world. How much of time have we taken out to even reflect and introspect that maybe it's because of my doing. that the Muslims are suffering. Allah bless us with the correct understanding. Bless us with the correct companionship in this world. And that companionship of the world will benefit us in the Akhirah as well. Allah accept us all. And Allah make us, make this holiday such that He forgive all our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be fresh for the coming school year and terms. The students will be going back to the madrasas and going back to school. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our children the coolness of our eyes and make us the coolness of our parents' eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our children a means of thawab jariyah for us. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.